Good morning. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come here before you, Lord, to just to worship you, Lord, and to praise you and to say thank you, Lord, for all the things that you do for us. So we just thank you, Lord, that we can come together and praise and worship and just know that we know, Lord God, that you, that's what you have for each one of us, Lord, that to carry your presence, to bring back and keep forth, Lord, with the praises that you're most worthy of. So we just thank you for what you're doing for each, with each one of us, Lord, through each one of us, and just let those things continue, Lord, as we keep our eyes and ears focused on you. No matter what goes on, Lord, you've never lost control. You never will. So, Lord, no matter what we think, just help us to go through the Proverbs 3, Lord, that says not to lean on our own understanding, Lord, but just to learn and to know and to trust you. That you've got everything, and you've got everything good and wonderful for me. You have nothing bad for me because I'm your favorite child. I'm your favorite one, Lord. You pursued me. You pursued me to bestow all these good and beautiful, wonderful things on me, Lord, as well as others that have bowed to me and come to know you as King of Kings, Lord of Lords. So we just come to worship you, Lord, praise you, and hear our hearts, Lord, as our hearts pound heavy for you as we sing praises and worship in Jesus' name.
Still the greatest treasure it made for the tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I've lived in the goodness of God.
The Lord. So where do you live? What's your address? We sang a song about His presence. His presence. That's where we want to live. That's the address that we want to have. We want to live in His presence, walk in His presence. It's a choice for us. He offers it to us. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. What a place to be. In His goodness. We just sang that song. Let's look at the chorus. In the chorus it says, all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. And again, another choice is our choice. When we have that crisis, what are we going to do? Run to God or run away from God? I will sing of the goodness of God. And in what's called the bridge, it says, your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrounded now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after me. He's running after us. Let him catch us. And then in verse number 2, it starts out, it says, I love your voice. Verse 2. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In the darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Anybody going through fire? Anybody going through a dark night right now? Kathy and I have been through some fire and dark nights lately. In Isaiah 43, God promises that when you go through the fire, we won't be burnt because he'll be with us. And when we go through the high water, we won't be drowned because he'll be with us. And when troubles come, they won't overwhelm you because he'll be with us. So praise the Lord for his promises and our choice to receive his promises and walk in his promises. So thank you all for all your helpfulness in the Lord's work when Kathy and I haven't been here the last few weeks. It started with a foot surgery that Kathy had, and then complications with constipation caused a blockage in her colon, and she had to have a portion of her colon taken out. And now she has a temporary bag, colon bag, and then in a couple of months, when everything heals, they'll go back and reattach that. So she's making progress every day, but still challenges. But we appreciate you praying with us and appreciate you picking up the work that we couldn't do while we're here. So thank you. Thank you, God. You took us through the fire. You took us through the dark nights. What's the date of today? 22nd. So let's look at Proverbs 22. God has a word every day for us. How many of these scriptures are useful to us and inspired by God? All of them. 2 Timothy 3:16. But today in Proverbs 22, verses 17, starting at 17. Proverbs 22, chapter 22, starting at verse 17. It says in the Good News Translation, it says, listen, and I will teach you what the wise have said. Study their teachings, and you will be glad if you remember them and can quote them. I want you to put your trust in the Lord. That is where I'm going to tell them to you now. So verse 17, it says to listen. And picture a parent and a child, and the parent telling the child to listen to me. It doesn't mean that the child just is going to hear your words, but when we say, listen to me, to our children or grandchildren, we're wanting them to obey. We're wanting them to receive what we're telling them, to take in what we're telling them, and to then obey it, not just hear it. And that's what God is saying in this verse to us, to listen to his word, not to just read it, not to just hear it, but to take it in, to receive it, to obey what he says. And then it says, listen, and I will teach you. So if we will listen, then we'll learn. He will teach us. Listen, and I'll teach you what the wise have said. And then it says, study their teachings. To study, to read, to ponder, to research. It says in Joshua chapter 1 and Psalm chapter 1 to study his word night and day. Read his word, listen to his word, learn it, study it. And then it says, remember. Study their teachings and you'll be glad if you remember them. to remember them, memorize them. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, it talks about meditating on God's word. Rather, we're coming or going, working or resting, to meditate on his word, to be thinking about his word, to memorize his word. And in John 14:26, we've shared before, Jesus said that I'll ask my Father who will send you the Holy Spirit, who will teach you everything and cause you to remember all that I said. John 14:26. It's so important to memorize the word, to remember his word, to memorize his word so that we can have the right word for the right occasion. And that's Proverbs 15:23. What a joy it is to have the right word for the right occasion. So if we've memorized it, then we have that word available to come out and be able to have the right word for the right occasion, rather it's a circumstance in our life or a circumstance in somebody that God puts in front of us. And the last verb in here is quote, so that we can quote them. Study their teachings and you'll be glad if you remember them and can quote them. The importance of quoting the word. Proverbs 18:21, the power of life and death in the tongue. We want to quote his word, having the right word for the right occasion. Romans 10:17, faith comes from hearing and hearing from the word of God. Isaiah 55:11, God's word won't come back empty, but will accomplish what it is set out to do. And we send it out by saying it. So starting at verse 17 again, listen and I will teach you what the wise have said. Study their teachings, and you'll be glad if you remember them and can quote them. So you want to read the word, study the word, memorize it, and quote it. Deuteronomy 8:3, God's word is our sustenance. Deuteronomy 8:3. And Deuteronomy 32:47, God's word is our very life. His word's our life. His word is our sustenance. And then the last verse of Proverbs 22 is verse number 29. And it says, show me someone who does a good job, and I will show you someone who is better than most and worthy of the company of kings. And that's each one of you that have participated in God's work these last few weeks. You've done a great job, worthy of the company of kings. So God bless you for it, we pray, for because of your faithfulness to him. And then looking at Psalms 121, Psalms chapter 121. It says this, it says, I look to the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. I will not let you fall. Your protector is always awake. The protector of Israel never sleeps or dozes. Wow. We don't have to stay up all night worrying about circumstances. God's up all night. He doesn't sleep or doze. I'm going to start again. I look to the mountain, and where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let you fall. Your protector is always awake. The protector of Israel never dozes or sleeps. Verse 5, the Lord will guard you. He is by your side to protect you. The sun will not hurt you during the day, nor the moon during the night. The Lord will protect you from all danger. He will keep you safe. Verse 8, he will protect you as you come and go, now and forever. And James 4:8, come near God, and God will come near you. Chapter 122, Psalm 122, verse 6. This is a verse that's on our heart these days. Start at verse 6, and I'll go to the end, verse 9. Psalm 122, verse 6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May there be peace inside your walls and safety in your palaces. For the sake of my relatives and friends, I say to Jerusalem, peace be with you. Verse 9, 122, verse 9. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I pray for you to your prosperity. So continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you, God, for your presence. Thank you, God, for your promises. Thank you that we can send out your word and it will accomplish what you have made it to do. The power of life and death in our tongues. So we confess and declare your word in our life and in our circumstances. Thank you that you've made us more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that by your stripes we are healed, that if we seek you first and your righteousness, all these things will be added unto us. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Are you expecting a war? Is there a war going on? Each and every thought that comes, the war is, am I going to be obedient or am I going to not be obedient? It's a challenge, a war, if you will. But very simply, it says, if we keep our mind on him, he'll keep us at a perfect peace. So, Lord, help us keep our mind on you, that one, the God of peace, that I'll not get my mind swayed by all the things that are, I can see with my natural mind. Because it says, lean not to my own understanding, but just, Lord, just know that you got it all under control. And that's the beautiful thing about it. I ain't got to worry about it. All I got to do is say, thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. For you have nothing but good for me. That's what we just sang about. So I'm expecting it's something good, wonderful. How people get so gloomy, I don't understand it. I truly don't. But I guess it's just that they don't know the Lord. Or what they know or do know or did know, they somehow succumbed and let it fall short. It's like I said, if we don't hold on to the word, then God has no reason to honor his word. So, Lord, just help me to grab hold of those words that you've given me, and that the Holy Spirit will bring those words back to my remembrance when I need to know that you got it under control. And very, very simply, the thing I knew that when I come in here, all I could say and all I could think and all I knew was that God was saying, okay, where did all this mess come from? Where do all the messes come from? Including what's going on in the world today. Disobedience. People were disobedient. They didn't follow God's law. They didn't follow God's word. And next thing you know, everything was all messed up. Because God told us that even in the past that set yourself apart from them. Utterly destroy them. Have no doings with them. Them who? Anybody that's ungodly. Because sooner or later, if you hang around with them long enough, you'll succumb. Unless you got God's word in you and strong words at that and a good fellowship that you can go and get that information that you need when you need it. That you can grab a hold of somebody's hand that says iron sharpens iron. But if you don't know anybody's got the iron, you're going to be in a bad way. Because, thank you, Lord, because I know. How do I know? I just know that I know because I've tasted and I've seen. You are who you say you are. It says here, what did I write down here? I've been held in your hands, in your hands. The goodness, I don't know, for whatever reason at that point in time, I wrote the goodness, God's glory. It surrounds us. He says he'll take us from glory to glory. He'll keep us in the goodness of who he is. He'll surround us with his presence, that goodness and that wonderful, just that knowledge to know that I'm loved and I'm pursued everywhere I go because he wants to keep me surrounded in that glory. He wants me to keep in that glory, stay surrounded. But if I'm always running, then I don't honor God's word. It says, wait upon the Lord. Don't run. He'll pursue you because he pursued me for 50 years before I finally bowed the knee and decided maybe it was time to wait. I'm not quite sure what I felt at that particular time, but I know one thing. He did surround me. He surrounded me with the point of his presence to the situation, probably for after I first met him that particular day. I couldn't stop crying probably for a month. Still stand here and I can cry just because of that goodness that he surrounded me with and how he drew me with all the things that he says and tells me about today, why I come to know him. How do I know him? I went to a study the other morning, and the big thing at that particular time was, do I truly know him? Do I know him? Do I have that very intimate relationship with him, knowing him? And I do. How do I do? Because just simply I do. You say that when you get married, right? I do. I do. I know his intimacy because he's shared it with me, and I share my intimate moments with him. We know each other. And I just say, thank you, Lord, for that. And thank you, Lord, because I know you're truly the only one that listens. I could say a lot of things to a lot of people, but they're going one ear and not the other. But, Lord, if I tell you something, I know I know you're sitting there, you're abiding with me, and you're going to hold those words that I've just spoken unto you, Lord, and just ponder those words. And then that's your decision, Lord, what you're going to do with it and how you're going to react to what I've said. So let my words be few, and my everything that I do, Lord, just be acceptable to you. So, because I can say a lot of things, and sometimes they're not very healthy. But as we know, we can declare and we can decree things. Our God is strong and unwavering. He don't waver for what I'm doing. He doesn't waver for what I'm getting into. He's going to stand there strong and wait for me to say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Bring on this remembrance of what I need to do. What's my part? To be obedient. Obedient to what? To his word, whatever he's spoken and said. And I can grab a hold of and do all he's told me, because he said very simply, it's not me doing it, but it's just the Holy Spirit in me helping me to do what he just wants me to do, the goodness of God. The Holy Spirit residing within each one of us. So, Lord, just help us to reside in your presence. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here each and every day. Holy Spirit, you're always speaking and saying something, bringing back to remembrance the words that I know. That's how he speaks. He brings back these words to overshadow and overcome those words that I could ever otherwise get my mind fixed on, those ungodly things, those things that'll keep me from his presence, those things that'll just draw me away from being all that I can be for him. He said, go to all the world, open the blind eye, the deaf ear, raise the dead, cast out the demons, and these things you shall do. And it's just, Lord, help me to keep on that course, because I know that course, and I know that I have your presence within me, your words within me, and that I can share these words in your presence, Lord, with people that don't know you yet, so they'll come to the place where they do know you, and then they'll become very intimate with you, as I believe I have. Now, if I may be deceiving myself, Lord, you just tell me, and I best go about and try to get it straightened out. So, Lord, just thank you and help me to be all that I can be, Lord. Help me to just keep me in your presence. And, Lord, just help me keep my mind fixed on you, as you said in Isaiah 26:3, I believe it is. If I keep my mind on you, you'll keep me at a perfect peace. I don't have to keep my mind on all the things that are going on in the world, because you can get all kinds of discombobulated. But just know God's got it under control. That's the beautiful part about it. It's his fight. Let him fight it. So I just say, Lord, help me to do what I've called to do, Lord, in whatever part of the world you put me in. Help me to stay separated and totally, totally separated from those things I need to be separated from, as you told the Israelites a long time ago. Go into the land. Take the land. Utterly destroy them. But that's what you and I have to do to sin. Because as soon as we grab a hold of that sin and let that sin enter in, then it's surely bringing a lot of destruction. Because the whole time we spend doing that, we could be doing something worthwhile. And then all of a sudden, but thank you, Lord, because I know your word says this, and then I'll go sit down. You do say this, Lord, because you know how I am, and you know that I'll mess up. But you told me, as soon as I mess up, if I confess up soon, quickly as possible, then you said, you forgive and you forget. So thank you, Lord. With that great knowledge, I can continue this day, because I probably have messed up somewhere along the way already today. And Lord, when you point it out, I'll have to take that up with you in prayer later on. But very simply, just help me to be obedient.
So when Jesus died on the cross, the Roman soldiers made a crown of thorns and pressed it into his head. They were mocking him, declaring himself to be the king of the Jews. They put a purple robe upon him. They spit on him. They pierced him. And they mocked him. So what is the significance of the crown of thorns? The first place we find a thorn, well, actually, if you go back all the way to the beginning of the Garden of Eden, the plants were way different than we have today. Because you could walk through the entire garden and not find a single thorn. The Garden of Eden originally was thornless. When Adam fell, God cursed that garden, and from that day forward, there were thorns. And Adam had to fight thorns the rest of his life as he tried to raise food from the earth. So the thorns were the symbol of God's curse. Jesus became cursed so that you and I might be blessed. It's that simple. Yes, he can take ashes and turn them into beauty.
Praise the Lord. So let's make our permanent address his presence. Not forgetting what he's done, but remembering what he's done for us. So Father, we thank you for your presence in our life. We thank you for your word in our life. Thank you for forgiveness and reconciliation. Thank you for the promise of eternal life with you. Lord, all the situations in our life, we put them at your feet and leave them there. Thank you that you don't sleep or doze off, but you take care of these situations because you love us. And we love you back. We're in all of you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. If anyone needs any individual prayer, grab somebody and we'll pray. And otherwise, we'll prepare some food bags for this week. And Lord, we pray that you'll bless those bags, bless the meal on Thursday, draw the ones that you want, and that people be drawn to you through these outreaches. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.